Welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm your host, Liam Scott, and today we're talking about drugs and alcohol in the construction industry. And let's be honest, construction work is already pretty high risk. We're dealing with heavy machinery, work at height, power tools, quick decisions. Adding substance use into the mix can be a recipe for disaster. So in this episode, we will cover why drugs and alcohol are a bigger problem than you might think, how it impacts not just you, but your entire crew, and what to do if you suspect that someone is under the influence on site. A study carried out in 2022 found that almost 60% of construction workers had seen a colleague under the influence of drugs and alcohol on site, and nearly one in three construction fatalities involve impaired judgment. Alcohol and drug use increase the likelihood of falls, machinery accidents, and poor decision making, risking not just your life, but those of everybody on site. So why is it still happening? People sometimes assume that drugs only mean illegal substances, but prescription medications can be just as dangerous if they affect your focus or coordination. Painkillers, anxiety medication, muscle relaxants can all impair your ability to work safely, handle equipment, or to make good decisions. If you're on any medication that might affect your work, you should talk to your supervisor or health professional. It's better to have that awkward conversation than to talk about it after a serious accident. And yes, cannabis, cocaine, amphetamines, and other recreational drugs also have no place on site. The risk is just too high. Think about what happens if you cause an accident whilst impaired at work. You could face the legal consequences, especially if somebody gets hurt. Insurance might not cover you, particularly if you're a contractor, leaving you with medical bills, compensation claims, and lost income. And as an employee, you can and likely will be fired on the spot for gross misconduct. Beyond that, consider the emotional toil. Injuring a colleague, or worse, because you were drunk or high, is something that you will carry with you for a lifetime.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
So what do we do if we suspect that someone is under the influence at work? Now, that can be a tricky situation, and nobody wants to be the snitch, nobody wants to tell, but staying silent could be far more dangerous. The first thing is to look for signs. People may have slurred speech, delayed reactions, or unsteady movement. And as you work with these people day in, day out, you can be the best judge of that. There'll be a strong smell of alcohol or cannabis, might be overconfidence or erratic behaviour beyond the norm, and they may be struggling to focus on tasks at work. These don't in themselves mean drug or alcohol use, but these are signs to look out for. Step two, if it is serious and immediate, stop the work and report it. If you're unsure, speak to a supervisor privately. And remember, this is about safety, not getting somebody in trouble. If someone's impaired at work, they need help, not a cover-up. Reporting an issue could save their life or somebody else's. Most construction companies now have zero tolerance policies on drugs and alcohol, and for good reason. Many sites also have random drug and alcohol testing, and if you fail a test, you're kicked off site. If you cause an accident and test positive, your insurance might not cover you. That means lost wages, legal troubles, and a ruined career. Some companies even test after accidents. So if something goes wrong and you've got something in your system, it won't end well. If you want to stay in the industry long term, it's simple. You need to stay sober on site. So remember, construction is already dangerous enough when everybody is sharp and alert. If you throw drug and alcohol into the mix, you are playing with fire. So before you step on site tomorrow, think to yourself, am I 100% fit to carry out your work? Could I spot someone if somebody else isn't? And am I willing to speak up if there's a problem? Because what we're talking about isn't just about you. It's about your colleagues, families, and everyone who relies on you to be safe and well at work and at home. So stay safe, stay sober. Don't be afraid to speak up if you notice something off. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.